yeah, bruh!
Welcome to the TKD update presented to you by Mo and McGee.
Chicken or chicken?
TKD, welcome back to Mo and McGee on TKD. That's right. Week 3's wrapped up, and music to our ears, Logan's 0-3. Oh, that couldn't be a better start. Nobody cares where they are in the standings. It's just fun watching that 0 in the 1 column and that loss column keep ticking up a little bit higher every week. I can't wait until it says 0-6.
Yeah. Not good, Kevin. And this is the first week even Snickers doesn't like me anymore. Snickers has me buried now. Snickers generally was a big fan of the Grinders, but not anymore. Snickers has fallen back with the pack. Yeah, it's tough. We just were kind of chatting before we started the episode. If I had Kevin's schedule, I'd be 3-0, and everyone would be saying, oh, Mo's like some great effing team, even though I am like 7th in points. And, you know, only 5 points back from Kevin, who, you know, he's 2-1, saying he's like some good team.
I'm not that stupid. I know that I don't have a very good team, but I'm going to make some trades.
But honestly,
waiver pickups, and I will be a good team.
I think there maybe is only 3 good teams in the entire league.
That's probably true.
I think Kramer, Higgins, who's inexplicably 1-2. He's not getting really scored on that much. I don't know. How is he?
Sometimes you can trot the best roster out on the field, but it just comes down to bad coaching.
Well, and actually, I don't know why I'm saying that the talent looks good, but they're not scoring points, Kevin. I have 20 more points than this greasy ass. So I don't know. Yeah. Carter's super good. He has 4-13 points. He did eke one out against Brad this week, 105, but let's go to the scoreboard, Kevin. Who scored the most points this week? Who's getting the $25?
Mr. Woods.
Woods. So let's head to Woods. Big week. Woods is a really good team, too. I forgot about Woods. Woods might be good. Mahomes, Saquon, DK had a big game. And his keeper, Mark Andrews, you know, backed him up. It was a good keeper pick.
Yeah, Andrews is everything that we thought he could be and more. Apparently, teams aren't going to keep him from scoring 6 and 80 and 2 touchdowns. It's you can almost put it, mark it in before the week even starts. It's good. Yeah, he's a good keeper, Ryan. Good job.
Pencil in 20 points in your tight end spot. Not a bad space to be. Dan has a quarterback issue. Started Derek Carr this week, which was a nice streaming pick for him. He's going to have to keep streaming, though. So that'll be interesting. JJ just has kind of killed him this week. If Justin Jefferson, you know, has a good game, Gabe Davis, what a nice trade there. Yeah, sorry. I don't know. Not much good to say about McBurger Town this week.
I thought Dan might have won that trade. I'm going to make this joke every fucking week. I thought Dan might have won that trade, but the more the season goes on, it looks like Debo is better.
That guy, Debo, might be pretty good at football. Low scoring week, so we had Woods at 142, but then the next highest scoring team was Greg, who we also lambasted for a trade last week, and there might be some egg on our face today, Kevin. Oh,
yeah, 3 eggs. Derek Henry drops 25. Marquise Brown has like a million targets and ends up with 28 points. I guarantee they outscored Austin Eckler and Deontay Johnson.
Austin Eckler had 13. Deontay Johnson had 16. So he won that trade just based on this week by like 30 points almost.
On week 3.
Yeah.
He wins weeks 4 through 14.
Yeah, fortunately for him this week as well, he probably would have beat Grabaugh with the, even if he didn't make the trade, because Grabaugh I don't think has eclipsed 100 yet this year.
Yeah, it's been tough. There were some promising signs here. Cam Akers looks like he's going to be 1A instead of 1B. And Kyle Pitts starting to ramp up a little bit. We'll see what happens. Still a scary outlook, though. I'm trying to be nice, Garrett. Sorry.
But yeah, he needs
not a lot to get excited about.
He needs DeAndre Hopkins to come back and be a superstar. And then he also needs Brian Robinson to come back and just like completely take over the Washington backfield, which is a lot of, you know, a lot of dreams there.
Yep, two leaps through some hoops. Up on the next matchup, we have our matchup of the week. The Fighting Kramers take on Luke Higgins, Coach Reed's football guys. Kramer gets the win.
Yeah, this was kind of a weird one from Luke. Matthew Stafford, kind of a bad game. Dalvin Cook, he didn't really have any big performances, which hurts when you're facing a good team. You know, if he had had a normal game from Matthew Stafford and, you know, a normal game from A.J. Dillon, he wins this matchup. But just kind of a couple letdown spots, and that's enough to kill you against a good team in Kramer.
Yep. Yep. Just very middling. Kramer's side, you know, some highs and some lows. DJ Moore only 2.5 points, but, you know, Devin Singletary caught a bunch of passes, found the end zone. Jalen Hurts still playing unreal. Christian Kirk, everything we thought he'd be. You know, even afforded some down week or a couple down weeks between Jonathan Taylor and Ja'Marr Chase, and he still put up 120. So
yeah,
scary, scary stuff.
Yeah, when Ja'Marr Chase and Jonathan Taylor combined for only 24 points and you still score 120, Kramer has the look of like an undefeated team-ish so far. He definitely, you know, completely whiffed on DJ Moore, but he has some interesting pieces on his bench. Breece Hall looks like he could potentially be a starter. He has like the most targets in the entire league through 3 weeks. And then, you know, Josh Jacobs, he can probably use Alexander Mattison this week. So nice job, Kramer. I guess we're going to keep saying good things about you. Yeah. Let's head to my matchup. Murphy, 109. The Grinders, 100. So far this season, I've lost matchups by 7, 8, and 9 points. This was my 9-pointer. I really, you know, I had 4 complete duds. Russell Wilson, Joe Mixon, Michael Carter, George Kittle. You can't win a matchup when you have 4 duds.
Yep. At least probably not, because there were, I think, 5 other teams that scored less than you still. But
yep, that's been the story, Kevin.
It's... You're definitely not putting yourself in a good position when you're trotting out 4 guys under 10 points.
Yeah. And the difference with Murphy is he had 3 guys who had bad weeks. And that was basically the difference. He had 3 guys who had bad weeks. I had 4. And, you know, he has Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Yeah. Through 61 effing times. Deontay Johnson, I think, you know, we thought he won this trade pretty heavily. The reason why we hammered Greg was we know what Deontay Johnson is going to be. 10 targets or more every game. No different. He had 11 targets this week. He's going to be a consistent 15 points for Murphy with some upside. Eckler is a little concerning at the moment, Kevin, but he still had 8 catches for 48 yards. You're going to start seeing touchdowns, 0 touchdowns so far. That will change.
Yeah. As long as he can hold Sonny Michel off the goal line. The only concern, but if he's catching 8 balls, he doesn't even need touchdowns.
Yeah, let's head to Carter and Brad. Carter stays 3-0, just barely gets enough. 105, nothing really stands out from Carter's side there.
Yep.
He has an amazing bench, my God.
I think he's going to be playing a fun game the rest of the season, trying to figure out who to play between Garrett Wilson and Olave. It'll be back and forth. It'll be fun to watch.
It's also going to be really fun to see which one he keeps next year.
Will also be very fun.
Brad, 1-2. This is, I think, the second week below 90 on the season for him. You know, Dave Montgomery gets injured early, which hurts. But it's been pretty inconsistent so far for Brad.
Yeah, Alvin Kamara might be the biggest bust of the fantasy season. You thought that as long as he can dodge the suspension, you know what he is. Turns out we don't. And guess what? You probably can't even keep him next year because he's going to be suspended 6 games.
Definitely. Yeah. I told people at least to stay away from New Orleans. Dennis Allen is, yeah, no thank you. But yeah, let's head to the last matchup of the week. I would have beat both these teams by more than 10 points. Your matchup, Gavin. Huber beat you by 5 points, 90-85. This was the shit bowl of the week. Amari Cooper was really kind of what did you in. Kevin, you even had Lamar Jackson and couldn't get it done.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson scores almost half of my points. RB2 is a mess.
Wide receiver is a mess.
Wide receivers are okay. They just have to figure out how to catch the ball that they're being targeted. Bill's defense needs to get healthy. It's not a lot to feel great about. We're shaking over here. It's not great. We're gonna get Keenan Allen back. We're gonna get Julio Jones in lineup or Romeo Doubs. There's gonna be some changes. We're trying desperately to figure out the shit out. But
are you gonna trade Lamar, Kevin?
If the opportunity presented itself, I would trade Lamar.
Okay. Interesting. You hear that, TKD? I'm also gonna trade anyone on my roster except for maybe Cooper Kupp because I do love him, like, sexually.
like definitely sexually.
Yeah, I've masturbated thinking about Cooper Kupp before, for sure. Let's head into the future, Kevin. Who's our matchup of the week for this next week?
Matchup of the week, we're looking at the eighth ranked team against the ninth ranked team. Those are tough words to say. Swift versus Brad. It's going to be a tight one, both 1-2. Who do you like in this matchup?
I'm going to take Dan just because I believe in Justin Jefferson. Amon Ross St. Brown, though, a little banged up, but he gets to play Seattle. So it does worry me a little bit there. I think Brad is the more talented team from top to bottom, but his running backs are very scary at the moment without David Montgomery. And so I'm going to take Nick Chubb to maybe outscore both his running backs combined, and that might be it.
That might be it.
Right now it's a 1-point spread projection-wise.
That's a coin flip, but I'm with you. I like Swift's team just very slightly better. Would feel better if he didn't have Cordarrelle Patterson.
Cordarrelle's fourth in the league in rushing, Kevin.
Yeah, he still shouldn't be in the flex.
Kevin, you know, I want to do this periodically. I just want to check in on the budget. Check in on everyone's budgets. So far we have only two teams that have their full $200 budget. That's Luke and Ryan. They both have all 200 left. Then we have a couple people sitting at 190, and that's Huber and Carter. Carter is going to stay that until the end of the season where he like blows $50 on a defense. And then everyone's kind of in that range. We have two people at 120, and that's Brad and Alex. So they've spent $80 so far. Myself, I'm about 140, so I've spent some cash. And then we have Kevin. You have $62 left. So you're going to be kind of scrapping here. You're going to have to try to pick up guys for free. But just wanted to check in on the budget. Anything surprising you, you know, here in the budget summaries?
Nothing surprising. I kind of expected people to not spend money early. That's been the case.
All right. Well, I thought that was going to be a fun segment, guys.
I'm just disappointed in everything.
You think people are going to... The problem now, Kevin, is there's not much out there to spend on.
Exactly. So people are going to be walking into week 10 bidding $30 on Denver's defense.
Oh, I'm shelling out massive cash for a defense this week.
Oh, the Packers?
Massive cash. Yeah, either that.
Yeah, the Packers.
Either that or the Steelers. Maybe Milf Hunter is back in there. And, you know, the Giants defense, you know, they get to face a team that doesn't throw. It's a nice start.
It helps.
All right, folks. Well, that's about it. You're going to hear it. You're going to hear this episode on Friday. But I will be making a trade at some point before Friday. So when you hear this, I'll have made a trade.
Gross.
And as you guys know, I usually don't lose those trades. So sorry, Brad, I'm going to kick your ass. Absolutely wax Brad in a trade. All right.
We're going to see you guys for week 4.
That's absolutely right. All right. See ya.